You're listening to the audio production of This Scarlet Cord, The Love Story of Rahab by Joan Wolfe, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Sarah Zimmerman. For my beloved sister, Patricia Demarest. A note from the author. The name of Rahab's husband appears at the beginning of Matthew's Gospel, where he is referred to as Salmon. His name also appears in Luke's genealogy, where he is called Sala. Since Salmon has a rather unfortunate, fishy connotation for the modern reader, I have chosen to go with Sala. In regard to the language of the novel, the languages that would have been spoken by the characters in this book are Hebrew and Canaanite. These languages were closely related and were both part of the language group known as Western Semitic. What you will be reading is a translation into modern English. Part 1. First Meeting. Chapter 1. The caravan was halfway to Joppa when it was attacked. Roaming groups of bandits were not uncommon in Canaan, but usually a large group of people traveling together was safe. These were not ordinary bandits, though. They were riding horses and wielding flashing bronze swords. The caravan was from a small farming village near Jericho, and was composed of 40 donkeys loaded down with the goods they hoped to ship from Joppa into Egypt. The villagers were virtually helpless before the onslaught. Rahab was at the back of the caravan with her mother and two of her brothers. Her father and her other brothers were toward the front, walking with the donkeys that carried their casks of precious wine. The boys and men had only sticks, but they shouted at the women to get behind them and bravely prepared to defend their own. At first, Rahab had been too startled to be afraid. Then, as one of her brothers pushed her behind him, and she looked up to see an enormous horse bearing down upon them both, she screamed. The horse came on in a cloud of dust, and Rahab felt her mother grab her cloak and pull her backward. Her brother raised his stick and held it braced right at the height of the oncoming horse's chest. The horse swerved at the thrust, and the horseman missed her brother with his thrusting sword. Rahab pulled herself from her mother's grasp so she could drag her brother away from the plunging horse. As she grasped his tunic, she spared one fierce glare of hatred for the man who had managed to right his seat on the horse and was coming on again. There was chaos in the caravan. People were shouting and screaming, and some of the loaded donkeys were being driven away by...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?